Human beings were created for relationship. In Genesis, God creates people in His image. We were designed to know God, live in fellowship with others, care for creation, speak truthfully, give and receive love, and participate in communities shaped by trust. This relational design helps explain why wrongdoing can hurt so deeply. A harsh word is not merely a vibration in the air. Betrayal is not merely an isolated event. Dishonesty, abandonment, abuse, humiliation, and rejection can affect the whole person. Christian Leaders Institute sometimes uses the expression organic human to describe this whole person reality. An organic human is a spiritual and physical person created by God. Our beliefs, thoughts, emotions, memories, bodily reactions, habits, words, relationships, decisions, and spiritual lives are interconnected. Consider what can happen after a painful conflict. Your mind may replay the conversation. Your body may become tense when you see the person. Your emotions may alternate between anger, sadness, fear, and numbness. You may avoid certain places or people. You may struggle to pray. You may imagine what you should have said or what you hope will happen to the person who hurt you. The wound may have occurred in one moment, but its effects can spread into many areas of life. The fall into sin damaged our relationship with God, with ourselves, with other people, and with creation. Human beings now blame, hide, accuse, control, deceive, retaliate, and protect themselves in unhealthy ways. But sin does not have the final word. Jesus Christ entered our broken world. He bore our sin, exposed the seriousness of evil, offered forgiveness, defeated death, and opened the way to restored fellowship with God. John 1:14 describes Jesus as being full of grace and truth. Grace and truth belong together in the Christian practice of forgiveness. Truth allows us to say, what happened was wrong. Grace allows us to say, sin and harm do not have to control the remainder of my life. Truth allows us to accept responsibility when we have sinned. Grace allows us to repent without believing that our worst act must become our permanent identity. Truth recognizes that trust may have been damaged. Grace gives us freedom from revenge, bitterness, and the demand to control another person. Because we are whole people, forgiveness may involve more than making a single decision. It may include prayer, lament, honest conversation, confession, bodily calming, changed habits, wise boundaries, patient grief, community support, and repeated acts of entrusting the situation to God. This does not make forgiveness less spiritual. It shows how deeply God's grace reaches into human life. You were created for grace, truth, and relationship. Sin brings separation, but Christ brings redemption. Through the Holy Spirit, God is restoring His people as whole persons who can receive mercy, practice truth, extend grace, and walk faithfully with others. Forgiveness is part of that restoring work.